Prayer the Mishnah mentions what kind of kaporet the Sira Golem have, and then Sira the Shchedesh. Then the Gemara at the end says, Val Shor Avira Shabbatero, Hakalis Viachmois, Kalis. Is it Esser or Lysis, except the love of Lysis Hashem Lekachal HaShol. So that's considered Chmoyz. Has Dinis Vash Gogeis, Heida Velo Heida, Esser Velo Yisis, Krisis Mises Bezden, Soyram Shaleach Mechaper, Echot Yisroel Vechot Kehan, Vechot Kehan Moshuach. This is the Mishnah that Beis with. Now, the Gemara that Yud Beis on the Beis in Shvuah says, Ashor Avira Shebetiro, Hakalas Vachmures, Hasdenis Vashgogis, Esavilis is a Krisis Mishbest. So the Gemara's first Kashi is, Haini Kalis, Haini Es, why does the Mishnah have to repeat it twice? It's Hainahach. Haini Eser Beloises, Echmueis, Haini Krisis, Muzes Bez, Heida Haini Meizit, Loi Heida Haini Shei, Omer Rav Yudha Hochekoma, Al Shor Avirish Hebeteo, Bin Kalis, Bin Chmueis, Bin Shoson Bishegeit, Bin Shoson Bein Nidalei, Bein Shosom Emezit, Eison Shosom Shegeit, Bein Nidalei Sveikon, Bein Loi Nidalei Sveikon, Veilin Kalis Esev Loisese, Veilin Chmues Krisis Muzbest. So the Gemara is the Gashi, Hai Ese Yechadome. Idli Ova Tshuve Zevach Rishon Teivu. So from this Gemara it appears that in order to come within the category of Zevach Rishon Teivu, you don't have to be a mumer. You don't even have to be a mumer at all, of a lisese. If you are mevatel, one esse, so you come within the aloche of Zevach Rishoyim Teivu. And this, Gemara says also in Zvochim. Avot. The final base. Omarov Eiles Durenu. In other words, if somebody was either on an essay, so it's chayef to bring an Eilo. But if he did tshuva, so he already gets kapor with the tshuva, why does he have to bring an Eilo? That's an extra thing. Eile Durenu. Hei Chadamet. Idi leki tshuve zevach rishoyim teiv. So here it's also mentioned that if somebody is either on an essay, he just didn't put on tefillin one day, so he comes a b'shege, given b'shege, so he comes within the category of zevach rishoyim teiv. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kufid Aleph says that zevach rishoyim teiv applies only to a mumar avrizor, not any other mumar. In other words, kochi yami dachas, so kochi misbeach, so is yomusu. Why? Because zevach rishoyim teivu. So it's mashma, only Umar Avrizore comes within the category of the Vachishoim Teivo. But any other Mumera does not come. That's the first kasha. The Mishnah is reference to somebody who didn't do tshuva. But then you ask, Zevach Rishon Teivo. The answer is Rebbe, because Rebbe Shita is that in Kippur is Mechape without tshuva. So the question is Monefia. So then it's a kash against Rebbe. How can Rebbe say that in Kippur is Mechape and all Averas, except Mifa Bris, Medalet, Ponim Batero and Mifa Bris Umidale Ponim Batero and Perikel Averis Mus, but on all Averis, even Michal Shabbos, at least Bitsine, maybe even Faresi, according to Rebbe, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper without you. So she does the kashi against Rebbe. How can Rebbe say that in Kippur is mechaper al kol averes except three averes mu'as? But there is aloha of Zevach Rishon Teivo. Itanya Rebbe imeir al kol averes shebeteiro bein osa tshuve bein lo osa tshuve im ha-kippurim mechaper chutz mipirikeil ומדל פונים בתירו ומי פבריז בבוסה שימוס או תשובה עם הכיפור מחת ועם לאו אין עם הכיפור מחת מה איתה עם לרבי? איתניה כדבר על השם ביזו זה הפרק אל מדל פונים בתירו ושמספוסי היפר זה עמי פבריז בבוסה היקורס דיקוריס היקורס לפני יום הכיפורים דיקוריס לאחר יום הכיפורים יוחל אפילו עושה תשובה תלמוד לימה אבינו בו לא אמרתי אלו בזמן שאבינו בו ורבונון they say without תשובה עם כפור משנת מחפר so what did he do with that פוסיק he קורס בלמזת he קורס בלמבון והנה בו שימוסו תשובה ומה מיסה ממרקס ומייס איס מיסה ממרקס ומי מוציא סמוק מסלוטי רבי ומספר רבי יהודי עם דמישנה רישת נאמר רבי יהודי דקטון הסעיף אחד ישראל ואחד קיינים ואחד קיין משיח מה ניסלי היספורי רבי יהודי מכלל דרש רבי יהודי אומר רבי יסף רבי ויסובה לא כרבי יהודה אמר לה הבעיה דווקא כלומר מה הרבי סובה לא כרבי יהודה אבל רבי יהודה לא יסובה לא כרבי הוא ידול מדרבי סובה לא כרבי יהודה אף רבי יהודה סובה לא נאו כרבי מי הוא אחד מי עושה כתוני ולמי מה דיתנו תלמיד סובה לא כרבי אמר לי אין דווקא כאן רבי סובה לא כרבי יהודה אבל רבי יהודה לא יסובה לקרב איתניה יוכל עם הכיפורים מחפר על שווים ועל שאינם שווים וידינו הוי אל חטוס ואושה מחפר עם הכיפורים מחפר מה חטוס ואושה מחפר על השווים אף עם הכיפורים מחפר על השווים מה לחטוס ואושה שמחפר על המידית כשהיית תימל עם הכיפורים שמחפר על המידית כשהיית הוא מחפר על המזית שיהיה je chape al shavim al shinen shavim tamud lema ach hola. That is only me chape im ad purim al shavim anat shavim at stam sifon mani rabbi yudi vikom ar shavim meim lo shavim le. So it's a raya that while Rabbi Yudi yisiva like Rebbe, but I mean why Rebbe yisiva like Rabbi Yudi, but Rabbi Yudi is not yisiva like Rebbe, and Rabbi Yudi agrees with the Rabbonon that in Kippur is only mechaper and shavim. V'rome stam sifro astam sifro. Ditanye yochel yeh makipurim mechaper. Elim keinisane boi vikorim mikokedesh. Filoso bimloche lo yisane boi vikorim mikokedesh. Vose bimloche minayin. Talonim alim kipurim mikomok. So what does it mean? Yoche yoye akpurim mechaper elim ki nisane bi. Vikorim mikokedesh. Yisane bi, we know what it means. He fasted, he didn't eat, he didn't drink. What is that? Korim mikokedesh. So there's a machlekes between Rashi and this. Rashi says, "Likorim mikakedesh, likiblei bibrochesof, leima mikadesh Yisrael b'makipur." In the tefillas of Yom Kippur, so the conclusion of the broche of Yom Kippur is mikadesh Yisrael b'makipur. From Rashi it's mashma, there is a chiyuv deraisa to mispala Yom Kippur. Whether there is a chiyuv of tefillah midraisa every day is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, Bavaditem, Ezeo Aveide Shedlev, Zui Tefillah. But here we see a big chiddush that according to Rashi, there is a mitzvah deraisa, a chiyuv is midraisa, to mispalel the tefillah of Yom Kippur. Is it only a tefillah of Yom Kippur? No. We learn it out from Mikokedesh. Mikokedesh is mentioned v'gavi Yom Kippur, v'gavi Shabbos, and v'gavi all Yom Tovim. So that means, according to Rashi, there is a special chiyuv deraisa to be mispalel on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur. Tesis is chelik. Tesis says, loy korim mikakedesh spirit bekuntres shaloy kibli ala vibrachisov leina mikadesh yisroel yom kippur veinire del ashkechon poches yom kippurim yolhevet reis veinire rabentam korim mikakedesh shemeide shebezden kitshu vishedes mloche bishvil gizayim loy teon mikaskedesh שני שייבס מחמס דושס היים, אלא מחמס שמיסצי לאסיס מלאך. So according to Tastes, there is no chiyu of saying the brochus, וקדש ישראל עם הכיפור מדרייס. That's all in the Rabban. But, מקוקדש is that he should be שייבס מלאך, not because of idleness. He wants to sleep. But, in order to be mikayem the mitzvah of shvisen imlochim, Now, what Rashi says, Rashi didn't fabricate it. That's mentioned in the Safro and in Sifri, Safro Parshas Meir and Sifri Parshas Pinchos. Mikro Kedesh, Kachei, Bimachol, Bimishte, Ksusnikio, Bitfile. That's in regard to Mikrokedish of Shabbos and Yom Tov. In regard to Yom Kippur, not Shayach to say Machol Mishte, so the Sefri says, Kachei, Be Ksusnikio, Ubitfile. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Because Ligdeish Hashem mechubet ze Yom Kippur she'ein bei leachila v'leisir." So in other words, Shabbos is distinguished from Yom Tovim, and Yom Kippur is distinguished from Shabbos and all Yom HaKippurim, because on Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a mitzvah of Kovet and Einik, but on Yom Kippurim there is a mitzvah of Kovet, not of Einik. So the question is, what do Tesis do with the Droshim, Sefri, and Safrot? So obviously, Tesis is made that there is a chiyuv deraisa to give shvach and the doye to the Rebbein Yisrael for giving us Yom HaKippurim. But according to Rashi, that shvach and the doye has to be recited. According to Tesis, it doesn't have to be recited b'madbeya shel brachas. Everyone in his own language can give shvach v'idoye to the Rebbein Yisraelam for giving us Yom HaKippurim, which is mechaper, and all the avenes of Bnei Yisrael. Now, let's see the Rosh. So it is analogous to the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon has three brachas. Then B'yavne Tiknu Ativ Amitiv. But Ativ Amitiv is not an integral part of Birkas Hamazon. It is just said together with the Birkas Hamazon. But one bracha is a Birkas Hazon that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakel, and the other bracha, Halakel, so that's Yeshua, that's Birkas Oretz, so Yeshua was misakei. And the third bracha is Birkas Yerushalayim, the David is misakei. And Biavne Tiknu Ativ Amit, Hateif Shelo Yisrichu, the Aruge Bita, and the Amitiv Shenitnu Likvuras Yisrael. So let's see the Lashon HaRambam. In regard to the mitzvah of tefillah every day, that is according to the Rambam, a chiyuv deraisa. The fact that you have to daven three times a day, that's the Akonis Chacham. What Midrash say, Yaryei say, if you daven one tefillah every day, then Mishnah tefillah azeis nateo, then Mishnah tefillah nateo, then Mishnah tefillah azeis nateo. What it means, Mishnah tefillah, now is the Nusach. Midrash say, one can be misspelled in his own language. He doesn't have to be on the Madbeya of Brachas. But with the Rabbonon, he has to be mispalel on the Madbeya of Brachas. Vein litfilos man kovua minatea. Ulfichoch noshim ba'avodim chayovim bitfilo. Lefi she'im mitzvah asei shaloi azman gomen. Now that is also tolling lachlekes Hashem. The Gemara in Brachas Dafchot says that noshem amachoyov is b'tfila, and it's not considered in Mitzvah Shazman Gom. Krishma is considered in Mitzvah Shazman Gom because it has Zman. B'shor b'chor b'komecho, but tfila has no Zman. So the Gemara, Loshen HaGemara is tfila rachmenim, noshem name boy rachmen. So some Rishonim say the pshat is that tefillah is really Mitzvah Shazman Gom. But since the mechayev of tefillah is rachm, to ask the Rebbein Shalom to help us in our problems, in our troubles, so merely it's an exception to the general law. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't mean Rachmanim. So it's an exception to the general law that Noshim are Pturis of Mrs. Mangon. But Rachmanim means it's a mitzvot midis, like Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. There's no Zman. Love the Cholev Avchem. And you see the Ramban is made it to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Tfile is a chiyuv midaraisa. When a person is overtaken by trouble, he's sick, or a member of his family is sick, but otherwise it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. So according to the Rambam and the Rambam, mitzvah Tfile is essentially, in its essence, a mitzvah nivis and the chives alvavis, not a chives ivon. Of course, if you don't verbalize it, so then there is a diminution in the rachmin shebelev, something that a person entertains in his heart, has no effect. It's very faint, so he has to verbalize it. But I mean, that in case, now the issue is Yankiv says, that even though we pass here or lafki di budome, it's a machlekes in Gemore, but le David file, if a person is sick and he cannot verbalize it, so then with hero, he is mitayim the mitzvah of file, because mitzvah of file, that the issue is Yankiv says, is in essence a cheves halvavis. But if he can verbalize it and he doesn't, then he is not mitayim the mitzvah of cheves halvavis, because the cheves halvavis of tfile has to be manifested externally. But if he can't, so he's mitayim the mitzvah that I say just with here. ולפי חכמים ועבודים חיובים בתפילה, לפי שהיא מצווה ססה שלא יזמן גרומת, אלא חיוב מצווה זו כך, שהיא עודו מסחנים ומספלר בחוגים, ומגיש פוחת של הקדוש ברוך, ורק כך שיהיה לצורך, שהוא צורך להם, ובקושר ובתחינו, ורק כך ניסים שבח וידוי, לדשם על הטבעו, So on one hand, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah tmidis, and the chivas alvavis like Tavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. And he has to be mevakish rachm from the Rebbeinu Shel. On the other hand, he says, no, it's not enough to be mevakish rachm. He has first to say, shvach, there's the gimel reshenis. And then he has to say, Hidoye, there's the Gimel Achayinis. And in the middle, there are 12 Roches of Bakoshesor. And that's based upon the Gemore in Yile. How do you know there is a mitzvah of tefillah? The Tanya Shimon Apakuli, he's there Shmino Esri Brochus. Actually, the Ayutes. But Birkas HaMashini, that was Niskan by Shmuel Akot. But originally, we had only a 18 Woches, ala Seda Biav. Oma Rabbi Echanen, ve Amrola, ve Masnite Tone, Meo ve Esrim Skeni, u behem Kamon Evim, Tiknu, 18 Woches, ala Seda. That means Ashim Kles, Zagdeo. Tone Rabbonon, מנעים שאים רימובייס שנאמר הובו לדי שם בני אלי ומנעים שאים רימגבורייס שנאמר הובו לדי שם כובד ואיס ומנעים שאים רוקדושייס שנאמר הובו לדי שם כבוי שמוי השתחפו לדי שם בעד הסקדיש ומר עולים אבינו אחר קדושו שנאמר והקדישו אסדיש יעקב וסליטי ישראל יריצו ויסומר לי ויודו תהי רוח בינו ומר עולים התשובה אחת בינו תכסיב ולבוא ויובין ושוב וריפרי יוחה ואם רפוי פסרד תשובה לא ישאל כדאי תוך תכסיב ויושיף על הלשם וירח מאיו ולתינו כי ירבו לסלח ומי חוזיז די סמכס ההור סמך ההור כוסף כוחי נעשלח כל אביניכי הרייפל חולטה לייכי, רייפל חולטה לייכי, איזמן שנטפתח אסליח לכל אבנייכי. הגיל משחס. למימרה דיקקו לו אופו בססליחי, והקשיב ושוב וריב עלי, ההוא לאו רפוי תחלומם, אלא רפוי דסליחי. In other words, one has, in order to get kapore, so he has to realize the importance of tshuva. So that also the average person, even a tzaddik, so doesn't have a sufficient evaluation of the cure he needs, the mental and the spiritual cure he needs for his problems in the area of sin. It's a different kind of refuah. Umaro lima gulo bishvis omarove metech shasidim ligoy bishvis lifichoch kavur bishvis vomamar bishishiskeleis bishvis mohomeis mitzoishvis ben David bo. The Gemara says milchome name ashalte digoy. In other words, the Mohammed's Gig Mogate is not one war. It's a very long war, and it stretches out. I think that right now we are living through the Mohammed's Gig Mogate all over the world, in Serbia, in the Middle East, and even the United States. ומרו לימה רפואה בשמיניס, בשמיניס עומר הבאחה, מתך שניתנו מילה בשמיניס, שצריכו רפואה. לפיכוך קבוע בשמיניס. What does מילה have to do with רפואה? The answer is, a person that's not a physical רפואה. Physical רפואה, that's not it. It's a reality. Anybody can do it. One does not have to be a doctor. Any male who has a little bit of shimush can do it. But it's a spiritual reform. In other words, there are certain people who are unwilling to go through milah. They are willing. Many Russian Jews, I had a job, they are ready to do mitzvahs, but not milah. So it requires a spiritual reform. And this concept that milah involves a problem. ומרו לימר ברכס השונים בצ'יס, אומר אלכסנדרה כנגד מפקיע שורי, תכסיב שווי עזרי הראשו, ודוד כי אומרו בצ'יס אומרו, ומרו לימר קיבוס גוליאס, לאחר ברכס השונים, תכסיב ויאתם הרי ישראל, ענפיכם תיתנו ופרייכם תיסו לעם ישראל, כי קרוב ולובד. וחיבים שנזקפסו גוליאס נעשדים ברישויים, שנאמר ושיבו יודה אליך, In other words, we cannot hope and aspire that the Rishoyim will do tshuva until there is a full kibbutz galus. In other words, to talk about Rishoyim, Averes of Shlomit Aloni, and other secular members of the government is ridiculous. First, there has to be a kibbutz galus, and then we'll be able to be mashpia upon them. וכיבים שנעשה דימי הרשויים כל הפי וכלים זה דימי מוהם שנמה ושבע פיישים וחתויים ירדו וכיבים שכל הפיישים מסרממס קרן צדיקים תכסיב וכל קרני רשויים אגדיה תרמנו קרני צדיק וכלו דיר הצדק עם הצדיקים שנמה מפיסיב התוקום ועודרת הפניזוקי וסומך לו וחיוג ריתכם גאה ואיכון מסרים ומסקרנום בירושלים שנאמר שאלו שלוים ירושלים ישלו אהבייך וכים שניבס ירושלים בו דוד שנאמר אחה ישוע בני ישראל וביקשו את הדשם לקיים וזה דוד מלכם וכים שבו דוד בו סתפילו שנאמר ואיסים להקוצ'י ושמחתים בבייס פילוסי וכיבים שבוסטילו בוס אבידו, שנאמרו לסיים וזבחיהם לרוצין על מזבחי, וכיבים שבוס אבידו, בוס אותידו, שנאמר זווח תדו יחבני, ומערו לימה ברקסקייני מחר ידועה, תכסיב וייס הארי נסיודו פלאום, ויבורכת. וירד מסיס החטוס ואילו והשלום. אם הקדם הווירי, לא יישאו כדאי תוך. תכסיב, וירד מסיס החטוס. Now the question arises, from this gemara it appears that the mitzvah of ברקסקייני מדרייסה is only בשעס הווי. So how is it today there is no הווי? So it's not מדרייסה, of course it's מדרייסה. The answer is, in תפילו there are two קיום. Midraise to be. One is the kiyum of rachm. The kiyum of rachmim is a mitzvah tmidis, and the chiyus alvoris. And the verbalization of the tefillah is only an external manifestation of the meaning of his aveda shebelev. But then there is another kiyum deraise. In shalma polim tzvaseinu. So when a person Shalma Polim Tzvaseinu also has two kiyum. One kiyum is for learning the halachas of kochim. That's why after Birkas HaShachar we say Yerotzum Fenecho Kilu Nischayafti Osho Kilu Yerotzum Fenecho Kilu Nischayafti Chatos and then Yerotzim Kilu Sheveisi Teido. Why is it Kiyum Deraisi of Nishalom Polim Tzvaseinu? But then there is another Kiyum Deraisi of Nishalom Polim Tzvaseinu for Tfile. So Mele Mideraisi you can only do either after Aveide in the Bishamigdosh or Bikvulin Bein Bizman Abayis Bein Shaloi Bizman Abayis you can do after Ritzei because Ritzei mentions Aveda. Now, let's go back to Lashon HaRambam. Imo yorogil marba bitchino bakosho, vimo yaral tfosayim midaber tifi yicholtei vcholei sheyose, vichei miyan atfileis kolechot tifi yicholtei. יש מספר פמחס ביי ויש מספרים פמוים פמים הרבה ואקל יהיה מספרים נכח המקדוש בכל מוקים שיהיה וכן הוא הדובר תמיד מי שרבינו ועד עשרה So in other words הלוואי שיספר לו אדם קלעים, because it's a mitzvah midis. So in Mele, there is a minimum, and there is no maximum. There is a minimum, at least one tefillah a day. There is no maximum. If he, one is in the Madrege, he could be spalled 10 times. But we are not on that level. So Mele, we are only spalled 3 times. In case of Sofi, whether he said Yalvi Yove, he didn't say Yalvi Yove. So then, he has to be spalled again, and we must. But otherwise, we are not on that level. But the mitzvah of Tfile every day, essentially, is a mitzvah mitzvah. From the perspective of Rach, from the perspective of Mishalma Talon Foseinu, so it's not a mitzvah mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah after Aveide, or after the verbalization of Aveide in Ritzei. Otherwise not. Kibn Shegol Yisroel B'meichad Netzer HaRosho Nisarvu B'poros B'yovon U'shor Ha'imais V'neildu Hem Bonim B'arotis Ab'arotis Agoy V'yisna Bonim Nisbalbulus Vosom V'yisos Vaskol Echot V'echot Mu'reves M'lshenis Harvit וחיבן שויו מדבר אין יוכל לדבר כל צורך בראש הנחס, אלא בשיבוש שנאמר ובניהם חוצים מדבר השדיס, ונמכירים לדבר יהודיס, ולא שנאם בעם, ומפני זה, כשויח עוד מספר, תקצר לשני, לישר. חפוצוף, ולהגיד שפח הקדש ברוך, ולא שנקידס, עד שיערבו עמו, לשנס אחרס, וחיבן שרו עזרו וזדיני כך, עומדו ותיקנו הם שמיני בורי, 18 ברכס, לסדר. שולש ראשני שבח לדשם, ושולש אחרני סידוי, ומצויס יש במשלס כל הדבורים, שאין כמו אובס לכל חפצי איש ואיש, ולצורך להציבו כולו, כדי שיהיו ארוחס בפי הקהל, וילמדו איסון, ותיאו תפילס, אלו הלוגים תפילו שלמו כתפילס בעלי הלושת הצחו ומפני זה עניין ומפני עניין זה תיקנו כל הברוכס והתפילס ומסודוריס בפי כל ישראל כדי שיקול עניין ברוכו וברוכו אורו בפי אורו. So from the Rambam in these halachas, in the following halachas, it appears, without any doubt, that while the Nusach is only Rabbonon, and Miraise can be mispalil in his own language, but Midraise is Mechuyev before he starts asking for the Bakosha Sorchov to give Shvach to Rebbe Shelo. And after he finishes asking for Rachmin, he has to say he do it, and that's based upon the Gemara Megillah. What kind of aloha is it? It's a aloha that a person does not even have reshus, that's a medrash, to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for Rachmin. It's a chutzpah. How does one have the chutzpah to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be immediately from the Ashkino, without giving Shvach first? So the Mechayev of Rachme is the fact that every person has trouble. But he cannot approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Imit of Ne Hashem without giving Shvach first. And then, once he gives Shvach first, so he's allowed to ask Bakosha Soch, and then he has to give Pidoy. So up to here, the Rambam discussed the mitzvah of Tfile, the Reise, from the perspective of Rach, which is a mitzvah Tmidis, and the Cheves Avodis. Now the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Tfile also on the Reise level, from the perspective of Kineget Midim Tiknu. V'chein Tiknu she'inian ha'tfiles, so the Takone was only that the mean atfiles should be kineged hakavanes. But that there should be tfilah, that's my eyes. Shtei tfiles v'chol yeim kineged shnei tmidim. V'chol yeim sheyesh bav musaf, tiknu bo tfilah shlishis, kineged kov musaf. ותפילה שהיא כנגד תומש על בייקר, היא הנכנס תפילס השחר. ותפילה שהיא נגד תומש על בן הבאים, היא הנכנס תפילס מנחה. ותפילה שהיא נגד המסופים, היא הנכנס תפילס המסופים. But with that we can understand, there seems to be a stira between two gemoras. One gemora says that the anshikes sagdilo misaki shmines. And the other, and it's connected, and the other Gemara says that Avraham was misakin shachris, Yitzhak was misakin minche, and Yaakov was misakin aros. So it's a still. The answer is, there are two mitzvahs of tefillah. One from the perspective of Aviyah Shebelev. So from the perspective of Aviyah Shebelev, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, or Misak. And the other one is from the perspective of Nishalma Polim Soseinu. So both have the same pattern. In other words, he has no issues to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Rachmim until he gives Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Then he's allowed to ask for Rachmim. And then it has to be followed by Idoy. Now, the Rambam Shita is, now the Aloch is, that the Zman of Shachris is up to Dalet Shoyis Bein, which is Manis, one third of the day. After that, it's not Zman Tfilo according to Rabbi. We pass like Rabbi. Still, the Rambam says, that he didn't daven up to one shlish hayayim. Peregimu milches tefillah aloch alef. Tefillas ha-shachar mitzvoso sheyaschil yispalel imanetzach ham. Uzmano atzeif shor rivish sheyishlish hayayim. אם עובר איתו ויספלל אחריו עד חצי סיים יוצא ידי חיב הסטילה אבל יוצא ידי חיב הסטילה בזמנו שכשם שתפילה סמיצו מנתירו כך מיצו מדבריהם ויספלל איסו בזמנו כמו שתיקנו לו נחחום עם מונבים סודרמבם איזה חידש there are two kinds of tefillah Tfila bismano and tfila shaloi bismano. So tfila bismano means until 11 o'clock, let's say, in the equinox day. And tfila shaloi bismano means at chatzisay. Where did the Rambam get these halachas? The answer is the Gemara in Brachos. In discussing machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbon, the Rabbonon say that tfila shachris is at chatzis. And maybe I could have a Gemara Brachos. Small Gemara Brachos. Daf Chavol Mer Alef. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzis. That's the Rabbah. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Ad Alichos. Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Ad Plag HaMincha. Tfilas HaErev Ein Lokela. Tanya Kavosi Rabbi Shimon Levi. With the Malam Bot Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzis, Shari Tomid Shel Shachar, Kore Vehilech Ad Chatzis, Rabbi Yehuda Imer Ad Arba Shoyis, Shari Tomid Shel Shachar, Kore Vehilech Ad Arba Shoyis. With the Malam Bot Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev, Shari Tomid Shel Rabbayim, Kore Vehilech Ad Erev. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Ad Plag HaMincha, Shari Tomid Shel Rabbayim, Kore Vehilech Ad Plag HaMincha. ומפנימה אומרו תפילס הערב בין הטבע, שהריבורים ופרודים שלו נסעקו מבערב, טרבים והילכים כל הלילה. ומפנימה אומרו של מסופים כל היים, שהרי קורבים של מסופים, קורף כל היים. רב יודעים עד שבע שויס, שהרי קורב מוסף, קורב והילך עד שבע שויס. ואיזהו מנך גדלו מששויס ומחצו, ולמעלה, ואיזהו מנך קטנו מתשע שויס, ומחצו למעלו, יבולו. רב יהודה פלג מנחו קם מקומה, או פלג מנחו אחרי מקומה. תושמה, דתניא, רב יהודה אימא פלג מנחו אחרינו, אמרו, ויהיו דאו את שוי יסחוס רבי, נאמר את הלס יופתי לרבי יסלחניני, אמרו לך רבי יסלחניני, לא יום המלוך פילוסופיסטיק, ועשמיכו רבונן הקרבונס, גילותי מאוחי, תפילס מוסף לרבי יסף וחנין אמם תקנו, אלא תפילס אובס תקנו, ועשמיכו רבונן הקרבונס. ואותו משל שחר שקורא ברבוי שויס, מן טון אל הוד איתנן, וחם השם ונומס ברבוי שויס. עתו אימא ברבוי שויס, או הנה אלא בשי שויס, כי שאימא הכחים היעים, הרי שי שוי סומו, הועם ממקיים וחם השמש ונומיס, ואבו שויס, מנה לא רבי לא רבון, אי רבי יהודה עד ארבע שויס, נמת ספרו, אי רבונון עד חצייס, נמת ספרו, אי בו יסי מרבי יהודה, אי בו יסי מרבון, אי בו יסי מרבונון המקרו בביתה, בביתה, חלקי ולשני פקור, אי בו יסי מרבי יהודה, היי ביתר יסירה להגדים לו ישוח. So in other words, we pass on like a few days. So, there is a loche of tfiles kineget midim piknum, and since the Korban Tomid Shel Shachris was carried before the Alechoyis B'Yayin, so mele you cannot have a kiyum of tfilin מצד נשאלנו פולם שלושינו אפתא שלישאי. But then there is another חיוב of feeling מצד רחמה and in respect to רחמה, so it's based upon the פוסק תהילים ערב וביקר וצהריים שיחה ואמת. So there it means it's mentioned צהריים. So that's the כוונס הרמב״ם. הרמב״ם says when the Rambam says that if he wasn't Mispar Shachis after Shlish Hayayim, he doesn't have the kiyum of Tfilah Bismano, but after Chatzeis, he can have the kiyum of Tfilah Shloi Bismano, and not with Eros Hashlumim. So the Rambam means after Shlish Hayayim, so he has the kiyum of not only of Rachme, but also the kiyum of Nishama Parim for Saint, because the Korf Tomi, the Korban Tomi Shel Shachris, sometimes was Nikraf very late at Shlish Hayayim. But after Shlish Hayayim, he cannot have the kiyum of Nishama Parim for Saint, he can only have the kiyum of Rachme. And the kiyum of Rachme is based upon the Pasuk in Tehillim, Erev u'beikar v'tzorayim, not So tzorayim, so merit means that he can have the kiyum of rachme up to chasid. Now the Mogen Avraham raises the question as to why Noshim in his man were not zeros in tefillah. So the Mogen Avraham says that since, according to the Rambam, so the mitzvah of tefillah in the Raise is only once a day, and since all the Noshim say Meidani, so they are already Mikayim the mitzvah of tefillah. And as far as the mitzvah of tefillah in the Rabbon is concerned, so it's as Mangome, so the Meile Noshim after it. But that's a big Dechak. And all the Achreinim, Achilek and Magavom, and the Magavom only said it to be Melamitzchus, and the Noshim is man. But actually, Noshim are Mechuyev, not only in the mitzvah of Raiseh, but they are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Rabbonon also, because the mitzvah of Rabbonon is also loyas mangon. But in other words, it's still based upon the aloche of mitzvah midis of avidei shebelev. But if a person davens three times in the three divisions of the day, so then it's considered that he's avidelev tamid. Otherwise, he is not mitayim the mitzvah of avidei shebelev tamid. Now, the Psalm Reish says in the Tshuva, of course he says it in the name of the Rosh, but it's not the Rosh, it was a certain person who was a big genius, and he fabricated the Tshuva's Rosh, and he put the name of the Rosh to them, as the Chasam Sofer says, for Hiko Isi al Kotkote, the Mechaber was the son of Rabbi Yosh Berliner, the Rav of Berlin, but the son, unfortunately, was under the ashpoyer of the first reformers, so that's why he has a tshuva there, that where the Rosh allegedly is speaking out against the Rabbonim who discriminate against the Karoim, and that they are not mitzarev the Karoim to Minyan. So he mentions the Tam, which is a ridiculous Tam, that the reason as to why Noshim are Psuris of Tfilas Musa is because since Noshim are not Sheikleis, so Mele, there is no Chiv, they don't give the Machtis a Shekel Noshim. So Mele, there is no Chiv of Tfilas. But that doesn't make any sense. It's the Korban, the Musaf is a Korban Tzibur, and it's Tzelef for everybody, for Noshim, for everybody. So Mele, they are Mechuyev to be Mispalel Tfilas Musaf. The Dovah Mavoro, the Nebi Hudi, says that Noshim are Pturis of Tfilas Musaf for another reason, because actually Noshim should be Pturis of Tfilas because it seems that she has Mongolia. But the reason as to why Noshim are Mechuyove is because Rachman, but Musaf is not Rachman. Musaf is only a kiyum of Nishalma Poros Oseinu, so Noshim are Pturis. But Reb Chaim Volozhin there in the Tshuva was Chilik and the Nebi Hude, and he said that the kiyum of Nishalma Poros Oseinu is not shayach to say Ligabe Noshim the Din of Mishashe Asmangome, because Nishalma Poros Oseinu is a verbal korban, and the verbal korban is ele for whom? For one person, for the whole tzibur, and Noshim are members of the tzibur. Now the question arises: according to Rashi and Tosfos, there is a special chiyuv of tefillah of Dushas Hayayim, and every day that is in Mikra Kiddush, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur. So the question is, what's about But he says, it's only, the Rabbanon, the answer is, Rashi Shita is that in the Raise we have to recite a special tefillah. And Shabbos, and the Magdi of Brachas, not just to give Shvach Veidoye to Rabbeinu Shalom, for giving us Shabbos, for giving us Yom Tov, and for giving us Yom Kippur. According to today's verse, there is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, but not on the Magdi of Brachas. Now there's another question. According to the Rambam, there is a Chiyuv of Tefillah, which essentially is a mitzvah of Rachm, of Bakosha Sochim, every day. So why shouldn't we be mispaler for Bakosha Sochim? And Shabbos too. The answer is, in the Brocha of Ritzei, there is a Bakosha Sochim in a general way. Ritzei Adishem Latino Bamchi Yisroel Uvistulosam. What it means Uvistulosam? That Rabbeinu Shalom should fulfill all the Bakoshes Sorchim of Klal Yisrael. Of Klal Yisrael. So Mele is Mikayim both mitzvahs. Now we can proceed with the Gemara in Shavuos. The Tanya, Yochel Lo Yehi Makipurim Mechaper. Elim Pini Sanebe. We call him Mikokedish. We also be Miloche Loi Sanabe. Loi call him Mikokedish. For us in Miloche Vinayin, Talmud Leima, Yim Kippurim Hu, Mikomok. So it's a Kashi. Omar Abai Eloi Kashi. Ho Rebbe Vho Rab Yudin. In other words, the Braise that says that Yim Loi call him Mikokedish. And Yim Loi Shavas Miloche. The price that says only Kol Mikakedesh according to the Shite of the Rabban. Rav Omar Ho V'Ho Rebbe. Umeide Rebbe because the aim. Rebbe is made that the Averes that a person does and the Kippur itself, he does no locha in Kippur. The night of Inkipta, the day of Inkipta. He eats on the night of Inkipta, or he eats on the day of Inkipta, so without Tshuva, Inkipta is not Mechapa. The retain Loche calls the Imakipurim Rebbe Lesley, so the Gemara is the Kashi, Alom Aloi, Mishkaraslo, Kindovet Belelge Umis. In other words, suppose he does a meloche at night, and then he dies before the Amud HaShachar. And Yom HaKippur is mechaper only the yom, the daylight part of Yom HaKippur is mechaper. But the night part of the Yom HaKippur is not mechaper.
Why is that?
What yet?
Why is that?
Sigzos HaKos. Kayim HaZeh. That means the daylight part, not the night part. Elo Eime Kores Imomeli Rebbe Lesle. In other words, if he ate in the day of Yom Kippur, or he did Moloch in the day of Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is not Mechapa without Tshuva, even according to Rebbe. Alomel Lemishkachaslo Dochol Umtze Vechanke Yomis. In other words, why you say that there is a special Zos HaKosov, that the Averes of Yom Kippur Day, Yom HaKippur is not Mechaper without Tshuva, because otherwise how can you visualize the Chiyuv Kores for Eichel Yom HaKippur and the Chiyuv Kores for Yisim Loch Yom HaKippur? Why can't we visualize? We can visualize, suppose he eats and he chokes with the eating. He chokes, he dies, as he swallows the achille, the maicho. So then, there is no shoes being to mechaper. In ame dochol somoch l'shkis hachamo, le'ave shoes l'chaper. Now, Taisda says, David Samuel Shkias Achamo, Aval Achash Luach Soyer, Limotzalate. The Gemara can only apply the possibility of Kores according to Rebbe if he did it mamash the last minute of the day. So there was no moment in the day of Yom Kippurim to Mechaperi. But why can the Gemara visualize it? Suppose he eats after the Shiluach Soyer. So the Shiluach Soyer cannot be Mechaper. And Aviris that are done after the Akove of the Korb. And Shiluach Soyer is also an Aved. It's also Akove. But it's Akove V'chutz, especially just Akove. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? אבל אחר שלך סויה למוצלית שהוא מחפר כל הים בצויר המשליח כן במחפר אנו עבירס אם עבירס that he does let's say at 4 o'clock in the afternoon 5 o'clock in the afternoon after the שלך doesn't make sense superficial could somebody who is makrif echatos get kapore for the chilev yitz after the Akove, of course not. The answer is, according to this Russian taste, it's not that the Surah HaMshaleach is Mechaper. We asked the first Kasha, the very outset, how do Gemara say, Hayesei Chadam, I, the Ovid Shuvah, who am renowned, over Alese, Luizos, Mishoma, Shumekome. So why do we need a Surah HaMshaleach? If the Luizos, Shuvah, Zevach, Rishon, Teiv, So the question is, from this Gemara and from the Gemara in Zvokim, it appears that even if somebody was either once on an essay, so the aloha of Zevach Rishon Teiv applies. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, David Aleph says that the aloha of Zevach Rishon Teiv applies only to Numa Lavrizor. The answer is there are two alohas in Zevach Rishon Teiv. One aloha is that if somebody is a Rosh of Imuma Lavrizore, then the Korev, the Korbim is not Korev on his behalf. So it's possible. There is another Aloche in Zerach. So that is only Shayach by Imuma Lavrizore, but not Imuma in any other Aver, even Chil Shabbos. Then there is another aloha of Zevach Rishon Teiv, that the Roshi, not after Roshi, Echete, even in a little Mrs. Hasei once, cannot have Kapore on the Avere unless he does Shuv. He can be a Tzadik, Gomo, but he cannot have Kapore on any Avere, even Avere's Bitlese Bishegi, without Shuv. Now, Tasis. So the first Russian Tasis says, David Samuel Shkias Achamo, Aval Acha Shalu Achsoyer, Limotaleit, Shu Mechapia Kolaye, Vafal Gav de Mash Malil, Shin Kabonis Mechapchim, Al Aviri Shalacharki. Tasis has to mention it right, even though it's a matter of common sense that if somebody was Makrif Echatos, for Chilev he ate the night before, in the morning, he cannot have kapore for the Chilev he eats 10 hours later at night, after that cup. But still, it's a double portion. Still, that's taste with Derech and the Derech of all the shame to mention Ayes for everything, not to take anything for granted. Shani Soyram Shalech, Dixiv Bei Kibayim Azeh Yechaper Aleichem. Mashma So Teisa says that the kapore of the Suyam Shaleach is not like the Suyam Shaleach itself. The Mechaper is the Yom Kippur. But the kapore of the Suyam Shaleach of the Tchiyeh from the Har is only at night. That when is the Itzumi Shaleim Mechaper? If you fulfilled the mitzvah of Shiluach Soyer. But if you did fulfill that night, and you did fulfill the tnai of shluach soya, so then it's not the soyam shaleach is mechaber. It's the yain that is mechaber. There's the first lashon teif. In hamei hayim atzmei v'loy soyam shaleach mechaper ktsas v'in tan kores gomo v'chaydav na'ashkechom v'feret hamei disvochim deilo mechaperes al hayirish mikufye v'loy mikivek v'loy ma v'damwe. The second lashon also is that it's not a soyam shaleach is mechaper by itself. But the second, whereas the first lashon says that the soyam shaleach is not mechaper in any way, not even partly. But the yim is mechaper, and the shaluach soyer is only tnai in the kapora of the yim. The second lashon teisva says that the soyam shaleach is mechaper hev, and the yim is mechaper hev. So memele, since the yim is mechaper hev, so it's enough. Hev kapora is enough to take off the chiyuv kores. V'hashte osi shapir l'komak again shemeis kedem shenistal hasoya, because then he still would have kapore ktsas of the yin. And in other words, and that lashon teisus assumes, because the next lashon says the reverse, that not only the seif hayin is mechapir, but every minute of the day is mechapir. V'nafke mine eched le'ovat chitzin v'yeish meforshim diyim ha'kipurim v'lo yisoyer ha'mshaleach mechapir le'gamre without shaluach soyer ha'mshaleach. Like today, v'nafke mine disoyer mechapir miyad v'yim ha'kipurim mechapir ad shetachshach v'mitzoy yim ha'kipurim. So we have three lishenes and deifes. One lashon is that Yom HaKippur is mechaper, and Shiluach Soyer is not mechaper in any way, not even part. But the Shiluach Soyer is a tnai in the kapora of the Yom. The second lashon is that Yom HaKippur is mechaper hef, and Shiluach Soyer is mechaper dada hef. So hef is enough to take off the chiyuv kores. The third lashon is that Soyer HaMishaleach is mechaper completely, and Yom HaKippur is mechaper completely. But Soyer HaMishaleach is mechaper completely, immediately upon the Tchiyeh Mahar HaNibor, and Yom HaKippur is only mechaper b'seh. Now let's see Rosh Naram. פרק א' מלחשובה הלוכה א' בייס גימו כל מצסה שבתירה בין עשה בין להיססה עם עוד מלאחס מהם בין בזודן בין בשקוקו תשיעשי תשובה ויושב מחתוי חייף ויספרדס לפני אוכל בור שנאמר אישו אישו קייס ויספרדס חטוס ומשרוס זה וידו דבורם וידו זה מצווס עשי קיסת מספרדים אימר אונו השם חטוסי אוביסי פשייט לפניך ועושיסי כך וכך והרי נחמתי ובישתי במעשה ולאילו מנחיז על דבר זה וזהו יקרה שלוויר וכל אמר בו יספדה יסומר בניין זה הרי זה משובח וכן בלחתו יסווה שומע יס ואיש מבין קורבן יסיין אז גוגוסון או ילסדינון הם מסחפ אליהם בקורבנון עד שיעשו תשיבו ויסוודו ובידו דבורים שנאמר ויסוודו השחות העליהם וכן כל מחיו במסלבזן מחיו במלכס הם מסחפ אליהם במסוסון או בפיוסון עד שיעשו תשובה ויסוודו וכן אחיו וחברי במז התממני אף על פי ששילם לי משהו חייב לי אין מסחפר עד שיסוודת ויושב מלאסס כזה לאילם שנמר מכיר אחת לסודם Soya Mishaleach, Lifi Shu Kapore Al Kol Yisrael, Kin Godu Misvad Olav Aloshim Kol Yisrael, Shenema Visvad Olav, Eskol Avinis Ne Yisrael, Soya Mishaleach Mechapir Al Kol Avire Shebetiro Hakalis Veachmois, Bein Shova Bizodein, Bein Shova Bishgog, Bein Shehidalei, Bein Shalohidalei. Hakel mischapeya b'soyer ha-mishalech. V'hu sh'osa tshuva. In other words, it's not like that. Aval im lo'osa tshuva in ha-soyer mechapeya elo ha-kalis. Uma in ha-kalis, uma in ha-chmulis. Ha-chmulis hin sh'chayov malayim mishas bezn u'kores. Ushu ha-shov v'sheka. V'af al-pi. שאין במקורס, הרי אם נחמורס, ושאום מתוססה, ומתוססה שאין במקורס עם הקלוס. סולחן משנה, איזה קשה, דרמב"ם, הסכנת ראית לגמור עם שבועס, בקוס דמישנה עם שבועס, סוי המשלח מחפיר, על עשה ועל עשה, על קלוס ולחמורס, היי עשה וכדומה. אידי עושה תשובה, או אמרינון, ליזוז משום עד ש... Mechonlei, wie die Leuose Tshuwe ist einfach geschoen und Teufel. So die Gemorre says, Leulom, der Leuose Tshuwe. Was hier ist einfach geschoen und Teufel. Like that, what the Rambam said, I'm doesn't pass like that. And still, he says, it's mechaf ha-kalis. Now the Yerushalmi in Tshuwe says, like the Rambam, the Tigma, according to the Rambam, that Soyam Shaleach is not mechaf ha-kalis. Without tshuva, but on kalis it is mechaper without tshuva. So that's the lachem mishnes kash. So, and the chidushi ashbo in yume and in shvues is masik and the rambam is neged the gemara. The teretz is there is another girsay in the gemara in shvues because our girsay says. Soya Mishaleach Mechaper Alese Valese Se Al Kvises Vises Bezden Al Kalis Val Chmureis Al Zodim Vash Gogo Bein Heida Bein Lo Heida. The other verse is Soya Mishaleach V'yim HaKippurim Mechaper Alese Valese Se Al Kvises Vises Bezden Al Kalis Chmureis Al Shege Gomezit, Al Heda Al Shalini. So obviously the Rambam had the other verse. So Mele, there is no stira from the Gemara against the Rambam. To the Gemara says, Hai Esei Chadome. Id Loyovich, Id Ovechuve, Amrinon, Rizos Mishoma Chimechonle. Vidoso Chuve, Zevach Rishon Tevo. So the Tashi is not directed against the Aloha mentioned in the Mishnah, that Yom HaKippur is Mechaper. Sefer Rishon Teivo has nothing to do with Yom HaKippur. Sefer Rishon Teivo only implies that no person could have Kapore for a Korban if he's a Rosh, if he's a Chayte, even a Chayte B'Sheik, and even if he's Sadi Gomor. He could not have Kapore without Shuvah. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. But when the Rambam says, like the Yerushalmi Shvuos, that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, that the Tzur HaMashiach is mechaper al kalis without tshuva, the Rambam agrees with the loshen, the first loshen in Tesfos in Shvuos, that the Tzur HaMashiach by itself is not mechaper in any way. What is the Mechaper? Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. But there is a tnai in the Kapora of Yom HaKippurim that he has to be Makriv, the Korban Chutz of Shiluach Soya. So Mele, the Kapora is not affected. Through the Korban, the Soya HaMashiach, but through the Yom HaKippurim. And the Akrove, the Triye, Nehar, of the midbar is only a tnai in the Kapora Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is not a korban, so that can be mechaper al talis. Ibn Uldauchu, right? I think this is the end of the halach. More again. What do you know? Oh, yeah. The Gemara in Yuma says Pasik Yachemeis es mishpotai tasu ves chukeisa tishmer olachat b'maniyah yishem lakichem ushmartem es chukeisa ze soya mshalayach sha'asoton v'yitzar ara v'yum yisraelon mishivno. Now the chuko is a chok that cannot be understood by our logic, by means of logic. So the Amenei Chukim, Paradumi is a chok. On the contrary, Paradumi is considered as the classic example of a chok, because it's still of Nei Ubei, it's Mitayras at Meim, Mitamis at Her. The Gemara in Yume that Samachvov doesn't mention Paradume, but only Soyam Shalech. Why after Soyam Shalech? And do Miseiloma have a tiny against the Jewish people because of the Aloha of Soyam Shalech? And also the Sotan Yitzara are the same person, the same being, who are Sotan, who Yitzara, who are Malchamovis. Why after Soyam Shalech? Why not film? Why not Paradume? Why not all the Chukim Shevet Heyo? The major portion of the Mitzvah Sateo consists of Chukim. Only the Mitzvah Non Lachavere are Mishpotim Nathan. The answer is because how is we have to understand certain words in every language of the Umas Elam. There is an expression, scapegoat, in every language. Even in Yiddish, in Lashon HaKodesh, we use that expression. A soil azos, when a person is being punished for the crimes committed by others, so then we say he is a scapegoat for the crime committed by other people. Where did he get that? From the parsha of Soyam Shalech, because the Torah says that somebody has to take one goat to the midbar and then knock him off from the top of the cliff in the midbar until the goat Ivorim became split up completely. Why? And he is mechaper for all the averes of Klal Yisrael. So that's the origin. If you look up in Webster's dictionary, scapegoat, so you'll see a person who is punished for the crimes committed by others, derived from the scriptural law of the scapegoat, who has to be killed in order to atone for the sins of the Israelites. And that's true meaning, we can be chilek on it. There is, but this meaning of scapegoat that is used by everybody, when I want to say something like that, I have a great problem how to express it. I don't want to use the term scapegoat, because that will imply that I too join with the whole Christian world, Muslim and Christian, everybody, and atheist, that the rationale for the law of Soyam Shaleach is that guilty people should get atoned for their crimes by punishing an innocent person. There's another word that is grounded in anti-Semitism, and that's Pharisaic. So you look it up in a dictionary, it'll say Pharisaic, many meanings. A member of the ancient sect in Israel during the Second Temple. Another meaning is somebody who is rigorous, strict, somebody who is cruel and ruthless. And then a third meaning, a hypocrite. That's all it means. Because it originates in the church evaluation of the Pharisees. A Pharisee is a hypocrite. A person who is midaglik on the letter of the law, but not on the spirit of the law. So the question is, what's the real rationale? I can't give rationale for chukim. Even Shlomo HaMelech did not know the rationale for chukim. But we have to understand the symbolic significance of the law of Soyam Shaleach. I think that the law, I mean, this fact that the goyim believe that the Jews are dedicated to the concept of a scapegoat, that an innocent person should be punished in order to atone for the sins and the crimes of the guilty people, is mentioned in a remarkable way in the Gemore Nanzokin. Omdaf non Zayin Omid Beis, the first line. Omar Rabchi Barabin, Omar Rabishue Ben Korche, Soch Lizokin Echod Manshi Yerushalayim, Bibikozu Horak Nurazon, Rafta Bochim, Mosaim Beachas Esri Ribe. You hear a number? Ribe is 10,000. So 210 times 10,000. It's in the millions. Of Yerushalayim Horak, Tishim Ve'arba Ribe, 94,000 times 10,000. 11 achas, and one stone. Doesn't mean one stone. At Shehorah Domom V'noga Bidomi Shal Shari, he was a Novi in this manner by Srish. And the Israelites killed him because he reprimanded the Jews for abandoning the Torah. V'kayim ha'shenema v'idomim v'idomim nogo ashkechei v'idmei dischaye da've kamaratach v'isol. He saw that the blood of Schaya years later was still bubbling. Oma mai hai, omwolei dams vochem bishtama. So he didn't want to tell him that they killed a Novi. He said that it's the dams vochem that they just slaughtered. I said, Dome vleid me. So he brought some behemoths and he had them sacrificed. And he spilled the blood, and he didn't bubble it up. It didn't bubble. If you don't tell me the real truth, then I'll comb your flesh with iron combs. Omalei, my name Eloch, Novi Havi Abam, the Havi Kamuchach Lam, the Mila Dishmai, Kaminon Olaye, Vikatlin Olay. So they told him the truth. For Kamashni, the Linai Adam, Omalu Anoam Faisalei, I'll appease the blood of Schai. You committed such a terrible crime. I'll appease the blood of Schai. Aise Sanadang Dela, Visanadang Tano, Kotlalai, Veloinoch. Bachulum Psuleis, Kotlalai, Veloinoch. Isaac is Nakish of his Rabon, Kotlalai, Veloinoch. Omale, Schaye, Schaye, Tavim Shebemi Vaditim, Nicholorda, Dino Likule, Kidikomale, Hoche, Noch. Then it stopped up. What does it mean? But this is descriptive of the Lomo Rok Sugoyim Ulurim Yegorit. How is it that all the Umisalam throughout generations always fought against the Jewish people? Always. First hope, second hope,